I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, what's up? Welcome to Cami's Hotline. I'm Cami, and we're going to be spending the next minutes together. And sitting in front of me is the one and only woman that has created couples and stories and books that got the whole world falling in love with four different couples, Alex and Ava, Reese and Bridget, Stella and Christian, and Josh and Jules. Anna Wong, welcome to Cami's Hotline.
Thank you. It is so nice to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm super, super excited. I'm trying to tone it down and not be fangirling right now, but I'm inside, like, I was fangirling this morning and I will be afterwards.
Oh, it's okay. We love the excitement.
Thank you. So first of all, how are you with everything that's been going on?
I'm good. You know, it's already been a very busy year. And Paris is the first of many stops in Europe, but it's all been good things. And I'm so excited for everything that's coming up soon.
My God. Yeah. I'm so excited too, because I know what's coming up soon. So that's why I'm excited.
It's almost here. April 30th.
I know. I got it on my agenda. I know. So I discovered actually the Twisted series like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, I want to know, when did you start writing the first book, Twisted Love?
Yeah.
When did that start?
I started writing that around December 2020.
Okay.
So I actually had a first series that I wrote before Twisted, which was my If Love series. And then I finished that series in 2020, at the end of 2020. But I had Twisted Love in my mind even as I was writing that story. So the minute I finished that, I started writing it. And I think I banged out Twisted Love like over the holidays.
Seriously?
It was because it was also the first book in that series, and I didn't have really like a lot of the like pressure or kind of like expectations. I was just kind of writing to write for fun. So it was a fun time. Yeah.
What inspired you to create Alex and Ava and their story? What was the thing behind it?
Yeah. Well, when I went into it, I knew I wanted it to be a series, and I knew I wanted to focus on a group of girlfriends.
So you wanted to focus on the girlfriends, and then came the boys
and
afterwards.
So I did want it to be girlfriends, but for the first book, Alex came just very clearly to me, just because he is kind of like the type of guy that I generally like reading about.
Yeah.
I tend to like the more morally gray characters.
Oh my God, don't we all?
So he came, and I knew he was going to be the first one. And their story, for Alex, I had actually read an article around the time that I was brainstorming the story about the memory condition that he has. And it was like a nonfiction article, but I read it and I was like, oh, this would be kind of an interesting thing to put into a plot. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had just moved from Washington, D.C., which is where the series was set. I had just finished grad school. So I was still kind of like in that school
place. The vibe. Mind. Yeah.
And I just, you know, they just kind of formed, I guess.
Okay.
And I never had an older brother, so I guess maybe.
Oh, that is so cute.
If I had an older brother.
He gives the protective older brother kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So you started with the story or the characters, or did someone around you inspire those characters? Like, if you get all 8 of them?
Yeah.
Were they inspired by anyone around you? And if yes, can we know who inspired Christian, please?
I wish I knew. I wouldn't say they were inspired by any one person. I think all of them have like little bits and pieces that are pulled from people I know, whether it's kind of like a personality or like a quirk that they have or like a hobby, right? So they're kind of a mishmash of people. Twisted Games, if you read it, you probably know that that general storyline is very like Princess Diaries.
Yes, and we love it.
That's because I just finished like a Princess Diaries marathon.
No way.
As I was like thinking about, you know, what to put in the next book. And
it kind of reminds me now that you're talking about, I think I saw a TikTok or a video talking about the her grandma and her bodyguard. Like that is actually Reese and Bridget. If the wedding thing, they did not work, you know, they could not fix it. My God, that's amazing.
Love a good bodyguard romance.
We do. Oh, we do. Especially when it comes to Reese. I know that Reese is the only guy, he's kind of different from the other three.
Yeah.
Because he did nothing wrong except make her like, crawl to him. But would not.
I mean, was that wrong? I don't know.
It was not. Really, it was not. It was one of my favorite moments. So that was okay. How come he was different from the other boys?
I don't know. He just kind of came out that I like all of their personalities, they kind of come to me as I am brainstorming them. And it like arises kind of naturally. But for him especially, I think with her being such a public figure and in the position that she is in, being a princess and then having to be a queen, I knew that she needed to be with someone who is very supportive, but also like not intimidated by her. And their relationship is just kind of a little bit of a dynamic just by the nature of how public it was and like the working relationship. So like, I can't imagine her being with someone with like Alex, you know, like in that role. That would be...
That is so, it would be super hard.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, which I actually very much enjoyed in all your books, King series as well. The thing is, all the female characters are so strong. Like they're soft, but they also are like super, super independent women and they inspire you so much. So that's amazing to be able to read that. I know I was talking about it with a friend of mine. He's like, all the female characters are so strong, but they also are sensitive and they leave some kind of spot for the man to be present and everything, which is not that easy. Do you have a writing process first?
It's very chaotic and
as it should be.
It changes from book to book, so it really depends on how I'm feeling in the moment. But generally I do have a very basic process, which is when I'm starting a new book, I always start with the characters first.
Do you write like a form of like details, how he is, where she is,
age
and everything? Okay.
Sort of. So I know the basic stuff, like the basic stuff, right? Like the age, the background. But I also really want to focus on kind of what their development is going to be throughout the book. Like what are their wounds? What is keeping them from being open to love in the beginning of the book? And how does that change over the course of the story, right? Because I think always with romance books, especially, I plan the plot around the characters and not really the other way around because it's such a character-focused genre. And I want whatever is happening in the story to serve as part of their development, right? And it's hard to do that unless you know exactly what wounds they need to overcome, basically. So I always do a lot of character work beforehand and then... I do kind of the basic, I don't do a very intense outline, but I know the basic beats, right? Like I know how they meet. I know what forces them to be together. Like what is the thing that
brings them
together? I know the conflict. And then I kind of just, you know.
You work your magic.
My way through there.
You say that. I'm saying you work your magic because that's magic happening in those books, just so you know.
I don't know. Find me in the middle of my process when I'm in like sweatpants and like on caffeine.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. Like, when do you know that this book is done?
You know, that's a good question. And it's kind of interesting because I feel like in a writer's mind, a book is never done. Because in my mind, I'm like, there's always something I feel like that I can improve. But at some point you have to be like,
stop,
this is time to this is time to publish this, you know. And I, you know, I work with a lot of alpha readers and beta readers to help me as well as an editor. So once I finish that first draft and we've gone through all the revisions and I think I've gotten all the feedback and everyone is pretty much like generally happy with it, then it's time to go out in the world.
Is there like maybe one person that you trust more than the other? She's like, maybe you could, and then you could maybe doubt yourself. Maybe just, okay, let me redo it again.
I think they're all really invaluable in a lot of ways. There's one editor I work with, and we work on plotting together mostly. Ooh.
Said like that, it's like we work on plotting.
Yeah,
we do some weird stuff together, but
we literally just like hop on a call and then we just talk. Like we just talk about the story and the characters. And she has been in the romance world for a very long time. Oh. Before I ever became a writer, and first as a reader, and then she became an editor. Mm-hmm. And so we will usually, if she says something like, "Oh, like maybe we should hone in a little bit more on this or dial something back," then I'll be like, okay, let me see. But at the end of the day, I think I go with my gut. Okay. And so people can give me feedback and I will always take them into account. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't feel right to me, then, you know.
Well, you trust your instinct.
Yeah.
And it's working very well. Thank you very much. Keep doing
you.
That. What was the hardest book to write?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's been a few. I think Twisted Games, and they were hard for different reasons. And I think Twisted Games was very hard for me just because I never expected Twisted Love to take off the way that it did. Oh. And I was still working a full-time job at the time. And so it was a lot. It was like all of a sudden I had all of like this pressure, I guess, to deliver on the second book. I'm like, well, what if the first one was just like fluke? Like, will they like the second one as much as the first one? And it was also just like a really busy time at work, and it was all of these things. So that one took me a really long time to write. Okay. And then I think Twisted Lies as well, just because that was the last book in the series, and it was a very anticipated couple. And I kind of have to be like, okay, I need to give this series like a good send off, you know? So yeah.
Okay, and the easiest one?
I don't know. I think it's either between Twisted Love, just because that was my first one.
Yeah, you're just having fun, enjoying yourself.
Having fun. And then actually King of Sloth flowed like pretty easily. And it's kind of a weird, because I was sitting on that story for a while, like for months. I was just kind of like, oh, like, I don't really know. Like I was going back and forth between some things. And then all of a sudden I just like sat down one day and it kind of flowed. So yeah.
Did you know, like, do you like putting, it's kind of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You're hiding some characters in other stories, and every time, like me and my sister, for example, we read a story and we're like, oh my God, wait, she described this man and he's given something. So maybe we're going to get his story afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you like doing that? Like hiding Easter eggs and everything?
Yeah, I love a good Easter egg. I love a good cameo, just because that's what I love as a reader. Mm-hmm. Also, like I love seeing how things interconnect. And so I really wanted to do that with my books and create this kind of universe. And it's not like you have to have read previous books to understand, but
yeah, you can read them.
Yeah. But I think for people that have read it, it's like a nice little kind of like insider moment.
It's amazing. It's like you're watching a whole, like a TV show, and you're getting every season a focus on each couple, which you love. And it's so nice to be able to connect with every story on a different, I don't know how to say it, but it's so, like, for example, for me, my favorite, well, it's not a, well, look at me, it's easy.
Let me guess.
Twisted Lies was the one that I actually, I was so excited. When I saw that it came out, I sprinted, I hauled ass my ass. I was just out the door and go into the library and get in it. And it was so hard to finish it because I did not want to finish it. And I just was dragging it. Like I was, let me just read one page and put it down. And tomorrow maybe another page.
Just one page a day. Yeah. We can do this.
So it was so good because I related so much to Stella, being a content creator myself, curly hair, Libra as well. So I was like, this story is about me.
Yeah, so that's you.
I know. I just need Christian, but that's okay. That's another story. Do you have maybe a favorite book or a favorite couple? I know. Don't give me all my babies. Don't say that.
It's true, but it's hard. It's always hard to choose a favorite. I think I'm a little bit biased toward both the first couple in a series, yeah. just because they are the ones that kicked off the world, yeah. but also the couple that I just finished, just because they're the freshest in my mind and I feel the most connected with them. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a straight answer,
no,
but it's true.
Okay. I'll take it. It's okay. No judgment. It hurts, but it's okay. I remember that in Twisted Love, for example, the story, but also the characters like Alex and Avet, we had some, not dark, but deep actual problems that we did not get in the other books with the other couples. Was that intentional? Or did you decide to maybe tone it down afterwards? Or how did that go?
Yeah, so for the Twisted series, I don't think it was an intentional toning down, but I think Twisted Love is probably the darkest. Yeah. And then Twisted Lies, probably. So, yeah. Just because, well, they're both the morally great characters. Yeah. But it's really more just kind of a result of the characters and kind of what their traumas were and what goes on in the storyline, right? Because I also think a lot of the stuff that happens in Twisted Love is something only Alex can do. Like, I can't picture Josh doing some of those things that he does. Yeah. Or even like Reese, even though Reese has his moments. But
it's different. It's different. Background trauma and everything. It builds the character, which reminds me when you said you actually define the character's persona first and then you build the plot around it, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And talking about Josh, he's different from the other boys. Like, he's so different, but in a refreshing way, which got us to be able to connect to him on another level.
Yeah.
How did that go? Like, why did you make Josh that way? That is so weird as a question, but I really want to know.
Yeah. He and Alex are best friends, and their bromance, which I love. But when I was writing it, I was like, well, you can't have two, like,
morally gray, dark,
serious. Yeah. Like, what would they even do? You know, they would just both sit at home and, like, brood together, which is probably not very fun.
And we would pay to see that.
Yeah. They're just sitting there, like, staring into their glasses of whiskey. No, but I was like, okay, he needs a little bit of a foil. He needs someone to actually, like, bring him out of his shell a little bit. Mm-hmm. And also for Ava as well. Like, I feel like for her, when she has a brother, she, just by nature of her background and who her character is, she needed someone that was probably a little bit more openly affectionate, especially given her relationship with her parents, or lack thereof. And so Josh was a very natural, I think, kind of break from the mold.
Okay. Was he maybe inspired from someone around you, someone that you know?
No, no, he wasn't.
No offense to anyone in her entourage.
Sorry. Guys, I don't actually know any, like, hot ER doctors.
You don't? Oh, my God. Shame on you.
Also, on love you. To do adventure sports. I wish I did. But
Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
You never know what the future hides, actually. You did say that the last book, Christian, Twisted Lies, was the one that you actually kind of teased him during the whole, like, all three books before. Was he some like, I'm saying someone, like, is he actually a person? And I stand behind it. He's an actual person. He's our man. He's our book boyfriend now, all of us. But was he maybe different to write? I think it's the thickest book. It's the biggest book,
right? It is definitely the biggest book.
We love it. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure if you use that book, you could use it as a weapon. He was an interesting one because I think he and Alex are similar in many ways, but they're also different in some ways. Like, Alex was very much kind of the, like, cold, emotionless type. And if you look at him, you know, he does not...
Cover. It's Will.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you already give some kind of
Yeah, like that icy vibe. And like, if you meet him, you'd be like, yeah, that guy wants nothing to do with like people. And Christian's kind of the opposite. Like, he still kind of has that very flexible moral boundary. Yeah. But he's the type where he could come off as very like charming and, you know.
He knows how to use his charm.
Yes, and he can socialize, but yeah. Underneath.
You really
just don't mess with him. But he actually popped up kind of organically, because I didn't go into the series. Like, I don't plan the entire series when I first start a series. So when I went into Twisted, I knew Twisted Love, and then I knew parts of Twisted Games, and I knew Josh and Jules would be together. Okay. But I actually had no idea for the fourth book until he popped up in Twisted Games as Reese's boss. And I was kind of like, oh, you know. This could be interesting.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for popping this idea.
Yeah.
Well, it was seriously an amazing book to read. I loved it. My sister loved it. We were gasping, gushing, throwing our feet. We were reading in the bathroom, in the subway, in the office, I'm not going to lie, as well. So that was, thank you so much for being there with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be along for the ride.
This is such a weird question to ask, but if you could switch lives with a character, who would that be?
Oh, interesting.
Male or female?
Male or female.
You can also choose from the King series, but let's stay with the twist.
Okay. Well, I know it's definitely not Bridget.
Yep.
Because as much as that seems glamorous, I do not want that pressure. I think probably Stella. Just because, well, first of all, I would not last as either a doctor or a lawyer. I can tell you that much.
That's
sorry, Mom. As much as she wanted that from me. Yeah. But I don't know. I think she just has, you know, she's living her best life, creating content. She's living in this beautiful penthouse with Christian, drinking her matcha lattes every morning. I think she just has like the life, you know?
She does.
And her and I are similar in many ways. She was the most relatable to me as well, too, as a character. I think we have a lot of the same outlook on things. We have a lot of same like anxieties and kind of the way that we react to people in different situations. And probably the, like, not necessarily like celebrity public, but like just kind of more in the public eye. I think that some of the pressures are similar. And so, yeah, I think she was the most relatable.
I get it. Seriously, I get it. And she's actually also for me the one that I related the most to.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about anxiety and how hard it can be to have people's eyes on you, the expectations, the pressure, and seriously, I felt like you got, like you understood it and you lived it. So I get it when you say that she's the one that you related the most to. Now, let's say you killed someone. A very weird way to start a question, but just hear me out. If you killed someone, who would you call?
Alex.
Really?
Like if I killed someone and I wanted them to cover it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah.
How come? Why?
I just feel like, you know, he has his teams. They clean up his...
You don't need to know.
They clean up. I feel like I would just... Like, if you just call him and he, like, actually likes you, which he has to like me because I created him. So... So he doesn't have a choice. And, you know, like, I feel like he would just take care of it. Like, no questions asked.
Ooh, love it. Love the energy. Yes. Definitely. Christian too as well. But I see what you mean,
but
Alex.
I feel like Christian would give me more like, I don't know. He would like make fun of me.
He would actually hold that.
He would hold that like over my head.
What do you call him?
Yeah. Put it in his little file.
Oh my God. That is true. I get it. I see what you said, Alex. Yeah. I get it completely. As we know, you are now entering your sports romance era, which we are super duper excited for. How do you feel about it? How did the idea to actually enter this section of romance?
Yeah, you know, Asher Donovan has been around for a bit, much to a lot of the men's displeasure. He popped up first in Twisted Hate. And at the beginning, like, he popped up, but at the time I still wasn't quite sure whether I wanted to give him a book or if he would just continue as a side character. But I think as the books progressed, like he was just calling more and more to me. And also, I will say I'm not a big sports person, and I think football, as they call it here in Europe, and I have to say soccer for the Americans, you know, it's pretty much the only sport I enjoy watching. And that I understand, because I watch American football and I'm like, I really have no idea what's going on. So I'm like, I could never write a sports romance about this. But that, like, European football is the one sport where I was like, if I had to write a sports romance, I would write this. And I don't know, I think I write a lot of billionaire romances and they're a lot of fun, but I was like, you know, I kind of want to try something a little bit different. And I think it would be like, it's still similar, but different, you know what I mean? Like they still kind of have that like very wealthy lifestyle, kind of like the glamour and the glitz and the city vibes, but it's a different subgenre. And I thought it would be kind of interesting creatively to try it out and also finally give Asher a significant other so they can stop plotting to kill him.
Yeah, because the dude, seriously, he got so much hate coming from the other boys. I was like, oh my God. But at the same time, how you spoke about him, even if it's just like a paragraph or a sentence or something, you let us know somehow that something is coming. Just chill, sit there. I'm working, I'm cooking. And it's so nice. Like, even while you're reading actually a book, your brain is already picturing something else coming afterwards. So you give us something to long for and be excited about, which is amazing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm glad to have you. And thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you so much for being here, for allowing me to harass you with questions. It was amazing.
Anytime. I'm happy to answer any of them, even though I can never choose a favorite, but it's okay. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. And I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
It's anytime. Seriously, anytime. I give you my number. You call me anytime.